And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she's with us here now on Fridays, speaking of the arts. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Good morning, Santa Fe.
Good morning.
There's an amazing amount of good art and music and events that are going on this week. And today, if we can start focusing on that, there are three very, very fine exhibitions that are opening in three different venues. One is the CCA Munoz Waxman Gallery that has an exhibition of two young Santa Fe artists, and it's kind of bringing the outside in. So it's Jamie Hamilton, who works in metal and builds these beautiful suspended sculptures that are all predicated upon tension. So he has a brand new, very large installation and several of his earlier works. And they've paired him with Allison Keough, who is a phenomenal young artist who uses earth materials in order to make art. So there's some installation sculpture. There is beautiful wall painting. And what she does is goes out and finds and creates clay out of the dirt of our environment, out of New Mexico, and then does these exquisite sort of repetitious motion paintings like water, or the way in which sand looks after a flood has gone by or a rain pulse has gone by, and you get those gorgeous little patterns down on the ground. And it opens at 6:30 tonight. And then downtown on Canyon Road, James
Sauer. Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So an artist, and this is not a negative thing. But
no,
okay.
Ask.
An artist makes a piece of dirt on the ground that looks just like how dirt
looks
after the rain.
She does paintings on the wall. So she refines the clay and then thins the clay down to a texture.
But the point is, when it looks the same as it looks on the ground, why not just go outside?
Well, because you can't often find those patterns, especially here. And I don't think that's what she is working toward. For her, it's this sort of patterning of paint on the wall. So each of her large paintings uses a different body part to create gesture. And this, you know, one of them is this sort of reddish clay that is using the forearm. And another one is this very deep chocolatey brown pigment. But the point is that this is about the materials of the earth coming into painting. And that's exactly how early paintings were. The cave paintings are all natural materials. Early painting was natural materials. So the idea of getting away from the created pigments that we have that are manufactured into colors, these are the colors of the earth. So it's paintings that bring that together. Jane Sauer Gallery has a really wonderful show that's opening today called Structures and Surfaces. And it's about churches around the world by Robert Cardinale. And the other, which is just a phenomenal thing, is that the New Mexico Museum of Art has reactivated the idea of alcove exhibitions.
Yes.
Small exhibitions that are a tradition of the museum from time to time.
I love that.
Space got tight. So it's five artists. They're going to do it every 5 weeks. And the curator, who is Mary Scully, is just marvelous. She knows a lot about art. She's got a great eye. She's really sensitive. And for the first time in a very long time, we have a curator from that museum who's going out into the state to look at galleries, to look at studios, to meet artists. She's really reaching out as opposed to the tradition of sort of waiting until someone brings it to you. So Mary is a gift.
Nice.
And the artists that are involved are Julia Borello, who uses x-rays and MRI films and cuts them into these sort of wonderful, dynamic little forms. Ted Larson, who is a painter, and they're from different places. Julia's from, she teaches at the New Mexico State, down in the southern part of the state. Ted Larson was a painter who has now moved into using salvaged metals to make very beautiful, very thoughtful, simple, minimal sculptures. Jane Lackey, who is a more or less recent arrival, last couple of years, to Santa Fe, has done this exquisite body of work on paper, which is about her experience in Japan for 5 months, following the circuits and pilgrimage patterns of, so it's about mapping and moving and notation. And Linda Swanson is also in this exhibition. Linda teaches at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and Linda does these very beautiful graphite drawings on paper that are about space and relationships, hair and the space that hair creates, clouds, feathers. And the last of the artists is David Forlano, who is a metalsmith and a sculptor. And in there are some pieces of jewelry he's done with his partner, as well as some of his paintings. So I think that that's just, you know, an amazing array for Friday night. If you don't want to look at art, Arlen Asher and Michael Glynn and John Trenacosta are going to be up at the Museum Hill Cafe, and they're doing an evening of music that focuses on the great saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. So that's phenomenal. If you don't want music, we've got dance. The Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, which is a point of pride for our city. It is a top-notch, first-rate, brilliant, young dance organization. And the thing that's really marvelous is that tonight they're going to be premiering a piece of choreography by Dorbert De La Cruz, one of their dancers who they brought from Juilliard.
No, it's a new choreographer,
Well, Norbert is, he's a dancer, but he's going to be both dancing and choreographing, and they're premiering this choreographic work, and it should be just a fabulous evening. Other things that are going on, if you want to talk about theater, the Fusion Theater Company is presenting a play at the Armory for the Arts. I think it's called Time Stand Still, and there's Irish dance that's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that's going to be performed at the, I always call it the Stuart Little, but it's the James A.
The James
Little,
A. Little
Theater at the School for New Mexico School for the Deaf.
Bellissima, so what's it called? Bellissima Irish?
Bellissama.
Bellissama.
Okay, they're not...
They're not Italian.
They're not Italian. You see, they're Irish.
Yeah,
and
but
it begins
both,
with an I.
They're both Catholic.
Well, no, only some of them are Catholic over there in Ireland. That's the core of the problem, you remember.
Oh, yeah.
It's the orange and the green. So one's the Protestants and one's the Catholics, and we're trying to resolve that. In fact, we're keeping it out of this particular
conversation.
keeping it out of this evening of creative performance.
So
that's for sure.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, James A. Little Theater. It's the 6th annual Rhythm of Fire. And those people, they're so good. And we had them on the air last year. They're lovely.
Yeah. And on Saturday, which is the real day, it's the St. Patrick's Day himself. And he obviously didn't come through New Mexico because we got a lot of snakes. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe people are celebrating this in part in a hope that we can sort of have some control over the snakes.
Where are you speaking?
We're all over. Out in El Dorado at La Tienda exhibition space, they have some quilts which might be of interest to folks. We've got the High Desert Harpists, which is a phenomenal thing. On Saturday, they're going to be at Collected Works. They brought them before, and it's a group of harpists who are going to be playing Italian. You've got me started. They're going to be playing classical Celtic music, and that's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it runs all through the afternoon. And then you can leave there, and at 4 o'clock, go over to Tipton Hall at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, where we're going to be screening Appalachian Treasures. And that's a...
It's not just a screening. It's a multimedia
presentation. I was just going to say that exactly.
Which we talked about, if you were listening, dear,
Ten
minutes ago.
And so it's a whole group of organizations in town, the Art Institute, Little Globe, the Rail Yard Stewards, the Watershed, the Vista Corps volunteers, and they're all focused on helping us to understand the powerful destructiveness of mountaintop removal for coal mining so that we can get rid of coal. On that topic...
Or leave it in the ground.
So we can get rid of coal as a source of electrical energy. Stop burning it as a fuel. Yeah, leave it where it is. There's a beautiful mural that's another collaboration in town that's going up on the side of Warehouse 21. It's that huge wall that faces away from Guadalupe Street. And it's a combination of the new energy economy, the earth care core of young youth, the youth allies who are our future stewards, the Santa Fe Art Institute, and Warehouse 21. And it's done by Ann Stabley and John Santos. And it's a project in process. It'll be worth it for everybody to go over there. It's about replacing coal with solar energy. So this, the core of it is called Soul Not Coal, S-O-L, and is just remarkable. I really recommend highly that everybody get over there and take a look at it. So as we move on...
Can I say one?
You bet.
How about Axel Contemporary?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen their picture van thing?
Not only have I seen it, we've talked about it.
And, oh, that's right. I got my picture taken. You did, too.
I did, too. And it really is a wonderful way of creating a photographic record of Santa Fe that doesn't come from some single-minded purpose. It really is about being in places that are not typically art places and letting the people in those places step into the van and
get their picture taken.
Get their picture taken and become part of the record. And everybody's invited to bring something that matters to them. So,
well, on March 21st, which I believe is Tuesday of next week, is that right? At March 21st from 2:30 to 6, the students at the New Mexico School for the Arts will be exhibiting their video animations inside the Axel Contemporary Mobile Gallery, which is basically a van. It looks like a kind of large post office van.
Or a bread truck. It's kind of like
a bread truck.
Like a bread truck, which I like because that's everyday materials.
Bread. And so both students and visitors can join the teacher there and movable types, Kyle Dury, and set and print texts in the movable type mobile letterpress studio.
Yep.
So if you've ever wondered about how letterpress printing works, check it out. It's free, and it's at the New Mexico School for the Arts, 275 East Alameda in Santa Fe.
They're
going to be parked in the north side of the building close to Paseo, across from the Travel Bug. You can go to axelart.com.
Great. On Sunday, there's an amazing array of really, really fine stuff going on. The ongoing performances by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet and Bellisama Irish Dance. But on Sunday at 1 p.m. at Site Santa Fe, Lucy Lippard and Seth Siegelaub are going to be having a Skype conversation. And Seth Siegelaub is actually at the core of the big exhibition sequence that's going on at Site. He was someone who tried to get art away from the precious object and create something that was simply a record. And that should be an amazing, amazing conversation. So I recommend it highly. On Monday, you've got a lot going on. Monday the 19th. First of all, you have the screening of Up a Heartbreak Hill, where...
So that means the 21st is not Tuesday,
it's going to be Wednesday. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, on your press releases, please write the day. Thank you very much.
So we have Erica Scharf coming in. She's going to be there with a lot of the young people who were in the film, their families. So it should be a very interesting evening. And I recommend that you all join us. On Tuesday, there's tons going on in Santa Fe. We got the Swingle Singers there at the Lensic. And for those of you who don't know who the Swingle Singers are, they were the first group to make a cappella voice and a cappella performance really hip and cool. And if you know...
It wasn't the Whiffin' Poofs?
No, it was actually... The Whiffin' Poofs were kind of stuck up at Yale, and there's probably many meanings to what I just said. But the Swingle Singers were an international success, and they toured all over the world. And they're kind of at the core of the new television show Glee that has made glee clubs and chorus and singing kind of hip again, which is wonderful, especially as just voice, as a cappella.
Certain people in my life will not let me watch that show.
Yes, I can understand.
I like it.
Also on Tuesday is at, so that the Swingle Singers will be at 7:30, but on Tuesday, if you want to do something different, at 6:30 at the James A. Little Theater, the Lannan Foundation, God bless the Lannan Foundation, is bringing us a literary event with environmental activist Christopher Williams, who's going to give a talk very positive, very sort of promising about the fact that we're not done yet. The environment is not dead. If we can make some substantive changes, he really can demonstrate. He's a professor and of chemistry and physics, and he can talk very powerfully about the changes that will be needed in order to save the environment and save our culture and our people as a species.
Well, you know what really helped me a lot? A couple of years ago, you, Diane, and the Santa Fe Art Institute had an artist here named Patricia Johansson who made, her art was making these built like ponds, and around the Dallas Museum she constructed a beautiful pond with little bridges and walkways and plants and
out
stuff like that.
Out of a devastated mud hole.
Yeah, out of a
polluted mud hole.
Polluted old parking lot mud hole dump waste thing.
And cleaned up the water and made it an environment.
And next thing you know, the snapping turtles had come back.
Exactly.
And for some reason, that image of the snapping turtles in the middle of Dallas made me feel into like this sense of hope inside that give the earth just half a chance and it will be re-inhabited.
And in fact, that's very true. The earth has a remarkable way of healing itself. In fact, there's a recent report that came out on the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And the statement that was made was that ultimately, no matter what man did, the recovery, to the extent that it's been recovered, there's still a huge amount of oil there, was the result of natural forces, that man had very little to do and may have actually even slowed down the natural forces. But Patricia will be back.
Oh, good.
We're doing a major exhibition for work in 2014.
Oh, wonderful. Another animal-related thing is that Felines and Friends has bouquets of kitties just waiting to be picked as your companion. This week's featured cat is Marina. She's a beautiful young girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings with spirals on her fur. She's sweet and playful and would make anyone a wonderful companion. And if you're interested in adopting this kitty or any kitty, call 505-316-2281 or go to fandfnm.org. That stands for Felines and Friends of New Mexico.org. fnfnm.org, or write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
On Wednesday, the 21st, besides the event that you just mentioned, in concert is Good Old War, and it's a folk pop trio that comes from Philadelphia. Yoo-hoo! Go Philadelphia! And they're amazingly fine acoustic guitar, strong voices. It should be a wonderful evening at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, which is a great addition to the musical venues here in Santa Fe. So that's on Wednesday night at 7:30. The other thing that's going on at 7 p.m. at the Lensic is the Banff Mountain Film Festival, International Environmental Adventure Films. And as we move on, you have anything else on Wednesday before I move?
Oh, I don't.
You don't do it that way.
I'm
okay.
Not linear.
The 22nd, Thursday, in concert at the Pink Pepto-Bismol.
The Scottish Rites.
I can never remember what it's called. Is Native American Inspirations, New Mexico Composers. It is a wonderful collection of Native composers, Raven Chacon, Peter Garland, Louis Ballard, and it's being performed by pianist Emmanuel Arculi. It should be quite wonderful, and it's a collaborative thing that's done between this New Mexico Composers Group and the O'Keeffe Museum's exhibition of Jean Quixtesey Smith.
And I think I'm going to get one of the composers on the air next week.
Raven Chacon is part of a Native American art collaborative, and it's called Post Commodity. We have brought them out before. Raven is just brilliant.
At Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock, Destiny Allison will be talking about her book, Shaping Destiny, A Quest for Meaning in Art and Life. And then tomorrow, I think you already talked about High Desert Harpists.
Yes.
On St. Patrick's Day. And then Josh Gonze, The Streets of Santa Fe, a walking tour. But It doesn't, they haven't told me what the date is of that, so ladies and gentlemen, we will get back to you on that.
Well, there are a couple other amazing things going on Thursday. On Thursday evening at the screen is the New Mexico film documentary that was made by Brent Morris and David Schweitzer, and it's about the quality, the richness, and the diversity of film that comes out of New Mexico. So that should be a really interesting evening with a Q&A with the two directors at 7 p.m. And if you'd like to meet people that make art, both visual art and literary art, the Santa Fe Art Institute has its open studios for March.
Yay.
On Thursday evening from 5 to 6:30, and then you can move right on to the screen at 7 p.m. or onto the Native American Inspirations New Mexico Composers.
And just in case anybody wants to do super Irish stuff, the Legal Tender restaurant sent me a notice saying that it's St. Patrick's Day, Lucky St. Patrick's Day, this Saturday, and so they're going to have all kinds of Irish specials, including Irish desserts and shamrock sugar cookies and things like that. So, and they also have tonight, the Buffalo Nickel Band, two musicians from West Texas and two native Santa Feans. And tomorrow, the Tornadoes dance into the night with classic rock and country. That's all at the Legal Tender in Lamy, which I just discovered a few weeks ago, and the food was so good.
Really?
Oh, God.
That's great.
It was amazing.
That's great to know. I mean, if you're going to go out to Lamy to listen to music, it's always nice to have something to munch on.
And it was nice atmospheres. Everything was good. This Saturday morning, tomorrow, right here on KSFR, Camp Lovewave brings you chemtrail guru Cliff Carnicom to discuss the elephant in the room or the elephant in the sky.
The elephant in the room or the elephant in the sky? Is that sort of clouds being brought into the interior environment?
You'll have to listen and
is
find out.
Is it a dog? Is it an elephant?
It's not a dog.
So St. Patrick's Day, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about how tonight Santa Fe is hottest Latin dance night. And last week I went salsa dancing for the first time in months. And
did you hurt anything?
No, it was wonderful.
Excellent.
The Lodge from 9 o'clock on, 21 and over, salsa, bachata, merengue, et cetera, et cetera. More information, 603-7118. The main thing is there is salsa in Santa Fe Friday nights. And there's things in other parts of the week, but this is like hot DJ salsa.
That's fabulous.
And that's a good thing.
There was a time when there was an array of places that you could go and dance in Santa Fe, and for whatever reason, a lot of those venues closed down.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in the El Dorado. They had a nice little dance and music place right in that main central area.
Yes.
In the back, and I've heard that they weren't doing that anymore. I don't know what's going on there. Shona Slovakia World Fusion Dance Band tonight, from 9 to 12:30 in the morning, and we've had them on the air. They're way, way fun and fun to dance to.
Fun to listen to, fun to dance to, fun to watch.
And on Sunday, Michael Combs, songster busker at Upper Crust Pizza from 6 to 9, joined by Eagle Star, father-daughter folk country duo from 7 to 8 in the evening. That's this coming Sunday at Upper Crust Pizza, which is also great fun. Don't forget David Geist Cabaret at Pronzo. Always great fun to go listen to David Geist.
And take a moment to step back in history.
That's right. Go back in time.
Feel the feelings of this of the past. Right here in the future.
I worked years ago. I worked for a high-tech company, and one of our engineers came up with the slogan for the company: yesterday's technology, tomorrow. Diane Karp is director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she is with us on Friday morning. Speaking of the arts, Diane, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for making all the arts available on the radio, Mary Charlotte. We love KSFR.
Yay. And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And I'm on Twitter at @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Thanks, by the way, to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today and every Friday. She's fabulous. And after that, jazz a la carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona in the middle, Brazilian hour. Hasta la vista, baby.